Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes! Brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, there is a horse shit epidemic. There is a horse shit epidemic in New York City. It must be contained. Plus, the NBA is officially back. Ben Simmons is weaponizing mental illness and so much more on a fantastic hard body karate. Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. This I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is brought to you by Jiminy's, makers of sustainable dog food made with cricket protein. Yes, cricket protein. Cricket protein is a superfood. It's delicious, nutritious, sustainable, humane, and prebiotic. To learn and save 20% on your first purchase, go to jiminys.com/champ, because I'm the champ. Use the promo code CHAMP20 at checkout. Treat man's best friend right with Jiminy's, the best dog food in the world. How did I find out about Jiminy's? Because my dog Wheezy is in love with this food. I've been feeding him Jiminy's. All right? He loves it. By the way, Wheezy is doing great. He is still with our friends in Los Angeles. I'm going back to Los Angeles next week. I'm going to see him again. We're not settled here in New York City to bring Wheezy here. But he gets Jiminy's dog food every single day. Yiggity yes! Brand new Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in su casa. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from New York City, the gloom tomb of New York City. You hear the babies and the kids screaming on the street. It ain't me. Oh, no. It ain't me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling good. Feeling strong, feeling safe, like Trevor Lawrence with the good hair. Trevor with the good hair, Lawrence, hanging in the pocket. Although Trevor likes to run around a little bit so far in his rookie career with that beautiful mane of hair. See, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the zone of disruption, the iron dome of disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. Mr. Go Fuck Yourself. And this is the world's most disruptive podcast, the only podcast that prides itself on absolutely positively no fact checking. 0.0 fact checking. I am literally recording this and then going to LaGuardia Airport, and I will be heading to Orlando. By the time you hear this, I will be in Orlando, Florida, for 4 shows in 2 days, the 22nd, 23rd, and then boom, I'll be back in New York City on Sunday. But I'm looking forward to Orlando. I heard there's some great restaurants in Orlando. My goal is to not see Goofy, Daffy Duck, Donald Duck, any fairies, princesses, princes, or any of that Disneyland, Disney World shit. I don't want anything to do with any of that goofiness. Okay? Nothing to do with any theme parks, alligators. I want to get in there, have a great weekend of shows, and get the fuck out. But while I'm there, I'm going to enjoy some good food and enjoy myself. And if you are in the crowd for the shows this weekend and you are listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, you know the buzzwords, the code words, the secret handshakes and all that. Dingo, Mike Rap, White Mike, any of those things, Stickman, Coxman, any of the secret language of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and I will do my best to try to say what's up, meet and greet, and, you know, do the damn thing. Also, I got something very excited about doing coming up. Well, before I do that, I'm going to San Francisco the 5th and the 6th. Which is 2 weeks away. I get to chill. 5th and 6th. And then I'm performing in New York City the 11th, 12th, and 13th. All tickets for all those shows are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. michaelrappaportcomedy.com. I'm pumped, though, because the week of the 8th, November 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, the entire week, I am guest hosting the Wendy Williams Show. The entire fucking week, the Gringo Mandingo, me, Michael Rappaport, will be on live TV for an hour, 5 days in a row, the week of November 8th. Get your cameras ready. Get your DVRs ready. Wherever you are in the United States, wherever you are in Canada, wherever you are in the around the world, find out where the Wendy Williams Show comes on, and get ready, because I am bringing it to daytime television, daytime talk show, yours fucking truly, and I am very, very, very fucking excited about that, because doing something live, there's nothing like it. Doing live TV, there is nothing like it. The only thing that you could compare it to is live comedy shows, but there's more stakes when you're on live TV because, of course, it's me. But I am a controlled, trained professional. I know what the fuck I am doing, but I'm sure I'll be talking to lawyers before we get started because, you know, they'll need to brief me on what to say, what not to say, what can be said, what can't be said, and their fears and anxieties. And I understand it. But I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to this next clip of live shows. And I'm glad to be rocking with you right now. I am really glad to be rocking with you right now. I've had a very chill week here in New York. It is beautiful. There's almost about one week left of October. If you could believe that shit. Can you fucking believe that shit? There's 1 week left of October. It's going to be Halloween, and then boom, it's November. And let me tell you something, Fauci, I mean no disrespect. You ain't giving out any rules and regulations on how, where, why, when, body counts, head counts, on how we're getting down for Thanksgiving, Duke. Motherfuckers are doing Thanksgiving. Motherfuckers are trick-or-treating. Motherfuckers are doing Hanukkah. Motherfuckers are doing Christmas. Doing it all, okay? Doing it all. So save all the, I hope this, I hope, motherfuckers ain't listening to none of that shit, man. You figure it out. We're not trying to figure this shit out. We've done our part. We got vaccinated. All right, unless you're the point guard for the Brooklyn Nets. We not going to continue playing games here with you. So it's just wild. This year has flown by. I mean, flown by. We're almost a year anniversary, if you could call it an anniversary. We're almost a year since January 6th, the insurrection, when Pig Dick Donald Trump incited the insurrection. Him and that fucking, that, I mean, I don't even know what that infection, Steve Bannon. Steve the infection Bannon. With his just, I mean, he looks like he is rotting on the inside. He looks like he hasn't taken a shit in months. Bloated, just green teeth, red nose, just a pure pile of shit. And you know, they're having this whole committee on trying to figure out, they want to get him to testify on what he knew, what he was doing, what he was, how he was participating, how he was not participating on the January 6th Capitol attack. On January 5th, he said all hell's going to break loose tomorrow. Now, since you're such a patriot, Steve Bannon, since it's MAGA, since you love the country so much, why would they even have to vote on whether or not you should testify? Pig Dick Donald Trump is out there trying to get his executive privileges so his emails and all that stuff won't be a part of Congress's investigation into January 6th. You love the country, Steve Bannon. You love the country, Dick Stain Donald Trump. Don't you want to find out what happened? Don't you want to find out how this thing happened so it never happens before? Or do you already know? I think you already know. The House voted 229 to 202 on Thursday, the 21st, this Thursday, the 21st, to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena to testify before the January 6th committee. First of all, who are the 202 motherfuckers that voted against this? Aren't you guys patriots? Doesn't everybody love this country? Doesn't everybody want to find out what the fuck happened? Why wouldn't people be running to tell you every single thing they know? Who would vote against that? Pig Dick Donald Trump doesn't want to testify. Steve Bannon doesn't want to testify. Arrest these pieces of shit. This is amazing. Really fucking amazing. These people and their supporters, they don't give a fuck. They idolize these motherfuckers. I want to know who the 202 people are, the 202 House members that voted against Steve Bannon being subpoenaed to testify in front of Congress. Unbelievable. Pig Dick was back this week with some classics. Pig Dick Donald Trump had some classic shit going on this week because Colin Powell, four-star general, the highest ranks of military, former Secretary of State from the Boogie Down Bronx, who I've looked up, I've learned something about. I know he's not perfect. I know he doesn't have a clean, crystal clean record. But when you're protecting the country, when you're dealing with terrorists, things happen. And they ain't clean. They ain't good. But this guy protected and served in the military at the highest ranks. He died this week. And what does shit-stained Donald Trump do? He complains that the news, that the fake news media is being too nice to Colin Powell. And he hopes when he dies, people will be as nice to him. Pig Dick Donald Trump, you sloppy dog, you. When you die, motherfuckers are going to be dancing in the streets. Tango, cha-cha, breakdance, salsa, any single kind of dance possible. Roller skating, roller blading, skateboarding, bicycle riding, unicycles. There is going to be celebrations. The only thing bad about Donald Trump dying is that he's not going to be able to see how people celebrate his death, which is really sick. Because that's basically what Pig Dick Donald Trump did. Now, I'm not one to do that to anybody. I don't fuck with death. I don't play with it. I don't play with other people's death. But there will be legions and legions and legions of people celebrating. And it ain't just going to be for afternoon. It'll be like a week. Motherfuckers are going to be fucking, sucking, making out. There's going to be concerts after Dick Stain Donald Trump dies. And Pig Dick Donald Trump Jr. and your stupid brother Eric, I hope you have a front row to all of it. And you could see just how a lot of the world feels about your father. Worrying about Colin Powell when he passes and you hope that you'll be treated the same way in your death. It ain't happening. Save your hopes for something else. This guy has no scruples. This is a sociopath, sick fuck. The sickest of all the sick fucks is Pig Dick Donald Trump. He has no excuse. Talking shit when someone passed, just like he did with John McCain. This is a president. This isn't a deranged sick fuck on 37th and 9th Avenue, which, by the way, there are so many sick fucks over there near Madison Square Garden. There are so, yo, people talk about the part of New York that's fucked up. Yo, over there near Madison Square Garden, the West Side, 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue, Garment District in the 30s, top of the 20s, early, like over there by 40 Deuce. It ain't good. It's Needle Park over there. Motherfuckers are shooting up. They're on that Heron. They're on that dog food. They're on that synthetic. Them gray skies. They're doing it all over there. They do it right in broad daylight, shooting up, Heron in the vein, sniffing. There's a problem over there. And this is not, oh, I lost my mortgage. Oh, I lost my job during the pandemic. Can you help me out? I'm just trying to get back on my feet. No, these are drug addicts. And I feel bad for them, but I don't feel as bad for them as I feel for my wife. I don't feel as bad for them as I feel for the 64-year-old Puerto Rican woman who has been working in a hospital for 27 years and she's got to walk by fearing for her life. Or my father, God forbid, 88 years old, he has to go in that neighborhood. So I feel bad for them, but I don't feel as bad for them as I do for the rest of the city people that have to deal with it, walk over them, and keep their fucking head on a swivel in the greatest city on earth. Fix it up, de Blasio, you fuck, while you're still here, kook. You know what else they need to fix up? So I'm in my walk this morning. Had a nice walk. I I didn't do a long walk. I didn't have enough time. I had to do a radio interview for these shows in Orlando. But I got up early after watching the Knicks play double overtime. Great win in New York City. Talk a little basketball later, a little hoops. And I went to Central Park. I'm walking around, and I've noticed this before. I've spoken on this before, but I literally almost stepped in, literally. I literally almost stepped in. And when I say a pile, I don't just mean like a dog pile. I literally almost stepped in a pile of horse shit. No bullshit. Horse shit. And I was thinking to myself, who cleans up the horse shit? This isn't used to grow grass. It's in the cement. Who has to come over and clean up big, big piles of horse shit? Whose job is that? And that person deserves a raise because these horse carriages, these horse and buggy things that they have, they give these rides throughout New York. I don't know how these horses are treated. My mom says she don't like it. My mom is a horse person. My mom rides horses. My mom owns horses. My mom donates money to the care and prevention of horse abuse. She said those horses in New York should be banned. So if June says that, I say it. But for some reason, they're not banned. And since they're not banned, they walk around Central Park giving little tours. I'm sure people are making a living doing it. I ain't angry at them. What I am angry about is who's cleaning the horse shit up. Because when they drop a load, they drop a fucking load. They're like little bricks. They're like snowball sizes of, you've seen horse shit. I don't need to describe it. It's disgusting. Who's cleaning it? Because the guy on the horse and buggy doesn't have to stop and clean the horse shit. If you own a dog in New York City, most dog walkers, I've turned the corner, most dog walkers will pick up the majority of their shit. Sometimes there's shit smears. Some people don't pick up their shit, but they're animals. Okay? Who's cleaning up the horse shit? Outside of Central Park, in Central Park, I almost stepped in horse shit today. I won't stop. I will not stop until I figure out who's cleaning up the horse shit, how this is being worked out. Because God forbid, if I had stepped in horse shit with my New Balances on today, that's a brand new Balances on, you know how upset I would have been? Do you know some people are probably stepping in horse shit every day. And somebody say, oh, Mike Rapp, how could you have stepped in horse shit? Were you not paying attention? And I go, no, I wasn't paying attention. What, were you on your phone? Yes, I was on my phone. Okay, but I'm not in the wrong here. I should be able to go for a walk and not have to worry about a big smack stinky pile of horse shit in the walking lane in Central Park on a gorgeous, and I mean gorgeous, fall morning. That's not my responsibility. It ain't okay. It's not right. And like I said, if you have a dog, you're supposed to pick up your dog shit. Otherwise, technically, you're supposed to be fined. Most people clean up their dog shit. Nobody is cleaning up their horse shit. I need to get to the bottom of this. Speaking of dog shit, we are so happy to introduce our newest sponsors, Jiminy's. Did you know feeding your dog with food made from cricket protein uses less land and water to produce? Yes, cricket protein. And it drastically eliminates greenhouse gas emissions compared to traditional animal protein dog food. Meet Jiminy's nutritious and sustainable food and treats for your dogs made with cricket protein and other delicious plant-based ingredients like sweet potatoes, oats, peanut butter, and flax. Support better digestion for your dog. That's because cricket protein, that's right, I said cricket Protein supports your dog's healthy gut because it's easy to digest. It's also good for food-sensitive dogs like my dog, Wheezy. Wheezy is in love with this food, and he loves Jiminy's Treats also. Jiminy's Treats are fantastic. They come in all kinds of flavors. To learn more and save 20% on your first purchase, go to Jiminy's.com. That's Jiminy's.com, Jiminy's.com/champ, and use the code CHAMP20 at checkout. That's Jiminy's.com/champ with the code CHAMP20. Jiminy's.com/champ with the code CHAMP20. Jiminy's dog food, the best dog food in the world. Trust me, my dog Wheezy is sensitive and particular, and he has been going crazy for Jiminy's for years now. Oh, man, what else is going on? Crazy fucking week. Every fucking week is crazy. Every fucking week is crazy. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 2. Great. Oh, man. So good. Such great television. And they got this guy, Kanye West, is walking around New York City over near me on the Upper East Side, the Upper Beast Side, walking around in a Michael Myers mask in broad daylight looking fucking nuts. Taking meetings, meeting with people. Like shit is normal. Like, oh, you want to have coffee? Yeah, we'll have coffee. Where you want to meet? Oh, we'll meet at St. Ambrosia's. Okay, cool. And this fuck shows up. He's meeting this guy, Michael Cohen, that flunky lawyer. I don't like Michael Cohen. Everybody's like, oh, you know, now he's learned. He learned because he went to jail. He got fucked to the curb by pig dick Donald Trump. But for some reason, Kanye West, who's changing his name to Ye or Ye, whatever the fuck his name, who cares? You got a lot of money, but you look nuts. It's taking its toll on you. But he's walking around taking meetings. People are sitting there having straight-faced meetings with a guy who's wearing a Michael Myers mask while drinking coffee. And people are walking up to this lunatic going, yo, can I take a selfie with you? The whole thing is nuts. And I got these fucking heel strikers upstairs. I heard this fuck coughing the other day. I don't know if he's got swine flu, bird flu, corona. I hear everything with this fuck. Let me tell you something. I've had this apartment for years. I've never heard anything from my upstairs neighbors. And I've had multiple upstairs neighbors. Fucking guy. Upstairs. I don't even know if you guys... Can you guys hear that shit upstairs? Can you fucking hear... You know, my wife isn't here. These motherfuckers upstairs, they just stomping all the fucking time. All the fucking time. Whenever I'm recording the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, they're fucking stomping. Right? You're stomping while I'm trying to record the world's most... Hey, fucko! You fuck! Yeah, my wife ain't here, fuck! You motherfucker! Motherfucker, titty sucker, two-time bitch! Every time I look at you, my two balls itch. Fucker. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here, fuck. Cocksuckers. Driving me nuts. These motherfuckers run around. They're up there all the time. I know when they wake up. I know when they're getting ready for bed. But I don't know them. Heavy-footed. Put some fucking socks on, asshole. You cocksucker. Why don't you put some... Fuck. Asshole, fuck. Fucking assholes. Heavy-footed fucks. I should know when they get home. I should know what they're doing. When they're getting ready for bed. They don't know anything about me. But now you do, don't you? Huh? Yeah, now you do, motherfuckers. Fucks. And my wife will get mad at me. She's like, you're crazy. What are you doing? I go, I'm crazy. They're making me fucking nuts. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me, it's them. We're back. Okay, we're back. Motherfuckers. Anyway, the NBA has started. And there's been two games played so far. And it's only one game. Two games. Okay? We know nothing. But we do know that the Bucks have improved. We do know that Giannis Antetokounmpo is still Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's starving, still hungry. The Bucks are built for another championship. Again, it's only one game in. The Nets, weird, old, small. They complain about every fucking foul. They complain about everything. Everybody on that team is entitled and unlikable. And I say that about Blake Griffin, who I know is likable in real life. But if you're part of that team, it stinks. It stinks of entitlement. It stinks. It's just not a team that's easy to root for. And New York doesn't give a fuck about the Brooklyn Nets. Trust me. Nationally, people care about the Brooklyn Nets because it's a freak show. But the New York cares about the Knicks. It's always going to be the Knicks. And the big spitter looked like shit in game one. Oh, and I'll be there. Sunday? Sunday, October 24th, I will be there courtside on the wood. I ain't talking about second row. I'm talking about on the fucking wood. The game's at 4 p.m. Eastern. Why? I have no idea, but I will be there. Versus LaMelo Ball, who looks... LaMelo Ball, like... he be looking like he's like on like a bird scooter out there. He be just moving around the court. He's very good. The Lakers... that roster ain't built for today's NBA. They got no shooting, and that is a real concern. They lost to the Golden State Warriors opening night. Big deal. But you know what? It's not a big deal when you may or may not have to be in a play-in tournament at the end of the season. And people are like, oh, the preseason doesn't count. Preseason doesn't count. And you come out looking like the Lakers did in game one. And then that loss to the Warriors come April, you're like, fuck, we're in a play-in tournament? The Lakers are not going to have an easy road, folks. The Warriors are going to be a lot of fun to watch, and they're going to be an issue when Klay is back. Draymond, again, also frightened to shoot a basketball. I don't understand what happened to him. Literally scared to death to shoot the basketball. And yes, I was 2 for 2 on my opening night picks from this Tuesday's episode. You're welcome to all who bet. You're welcome, because when it comes to sports betting, you know where I played my money. I did it with the captain's picks at mybookie.ag. And I won. All right? Make your first deposit with mybookie.ag now, and you'll instantly receive double your money. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag, sign up using the promo code DINGO. That's D-I-N-G-O. That's D-I-N-G-O. And they will double your first deposit. How's that for fast money? Use your extra funds to bet on this week's biggest games, like the battle between the Chiefs and the Titans, where airmail offense is taking on smash mouth football. Look for the score to run up and run up quickly. Bet the over. And this promotion is only available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Head to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code DINGO to secure your double deposit bonus today. They double your money with your first deposit. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. That's where I play. That's where I won opening night. The Timberwolves looked good. Dominated the Rockets in game one. Not that that's saying much, but that is my dark horse. Karl-Anthony Towns locked in. He said his pregame pump-up video is watching gorillas fight to death. I like that. I mean, I don't like gorillas fighting to death. I've seen those videos. They're very disturbing, but I like that that gets you hyped up. That's the mean cat that NBA fans and Minnesota Timberwolves fans have been waiting for. Fuck with them gorilla fights. Again, I don't condone fighting with gorillas. But that's the way it happens. The Bulls, new team, rotation was a little sloppy, but they pulled out their first win. Who didn't have, they played Detroit, didn't have that kid, Cade Cunningham, who had an ankle injury. And like I said, the Celtics versus the Knicks was nuts. Great energy, great double overtime game at Madison Square Garden. It was banging in there. The Knicks pulled it out. That kid Fournier, French Fournier, was amazing. Big pick. Coming off his silver medal performance for France. And Jaylen Brown came back dropping 46 off a 10-day COVID restriction. 46. Probably was resting, chilling. But that was a very, very good game. Great, great energy, excitement in the Garden. I heard people saying that the overtimes are too long. Listen, you're getting paid $173 million. You're in your 20s. You could play an occasional double overtime game in Madison Square Garden on opening night. I hear people saying they should lower it to 3 minutes. What more do we need to do? They're still going to do load management, still going to complain about everything. You pay the amount of money that you pay to go to an NBA game, if it happens to be overtime or double overtime, you deserve it as a fan. The hot dogs, the tickets, the parking, the sodas, a bottle of water is $56, M&M's, all that shit. You deserve every single thing you get. 5 minutes is just fine for an overtime in the NBA. What are they supposed to do? Win by two? Play up to 11 and the games end at a free throw? No, we're not shorting it to 3 minutes. It's 5 minutes. The Kings, they also look good. Yo, the Sacramento Kings are going to be a problem. Every single night. Same for Memphis. The Kings beat Portland and my guy Chauncey Billups' coaching debut. And the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Cavs, who they're back to being the Cavs. And the Hornets came back versus 20 LaMelo Ball. Yo, that fucking kid is good. And Gordon with the gun here is back. He's dunking Gordon Hayward, 27 points. They got Oubre. They got Plumlee. So when Rozier is back and that kid Booknight earns minutes, they're going, yo, the Charlotte Hornets are going to be a good team. And I will see you Sunday in that fucking wood. Okay? I'll be on the fucking wood. But we watch all the games at the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. If I ain't watching it, Jordan's watching it. If Jordan ain't watching it, Miles was watching it. We're watching it all. I don't just watch the Knicks. Don't just watch the Warriors. Don't just watch the... We watch it all. The Wizards and Spurs, they also look good. They got deep rotations. And Denver came back against Phoenix, who was throwing up bricks. Again, it's week one, game one, game two. It's going to be fun. Like I told you, the Heat, the Hawks, the Mavs, they're going to be in the playoffs. They're all going to be fun teams. The Hawks are a little banged up now, but they'll be fine. They got a lot of talent. And the Sixers, Jesus Christ. Now Ben Simmons is, see, he's weaponizing mental illness. They're saying, he's saying, somebody is saying that he is not mentally ready to play. See, this is when you're weaponizing the shit. And I don't like it, motherfucker. Figure it out. Straight bitch. Whiny ass, baby, kangaroo, whack ass, Ben Simmons. Anyway, the NBA is and always will be fantastic. The NFL, we're here. We are here. There's six teams on a bye this week. Six fucking teams. That's weird. Seems like a lot. But games I'm looking forward to watching this weekend, personally and for fantasy football, the Chiefs versus the Titans, a lot of offense. King Henry, my first round pick in the Howard Stern Fantasy Football League right now is must-see TV. Everybody that said that he thought he would take a step back, ha-ha, you fuck. That's going to be a good game. The Chiefs versus the Titans. Same goes for the Ravens versus the Bengals because Lamar Jackson is on some video game shit. Playing better than he did during his MVP season. How could you not like Lamar Jackson? He's on some Atari shit. You guys know what Atari is? Lions, Rams, that's going to be fun. Both quarterbacks are facing their former teams. Listen, Jared Goff, friend of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, got to get it together. Goff back in L.A., Stafford against Detroit. And I got to say, I'm impressed with the Raiders, but I'm not surprised. Winning without Gruden last week versus the Broncos. I'm excited to watch them play at home in Vegas versus the Eagles. The NFL is under fucking way, folks. Believe it or not, we're here in week 7. Can you believe that shit? It's week 7 of the NFL. I'm telling you, yo, time is booming. You hear those fucking dogs out there. And I guarantee you those people that have their dogs out there, when they shit, they're going to clean it up. Now, I know early on I said I didn't clean up my shit with Wheezy. But that, first of all, I've changed. Second of all, when I was not cleaning up my shit, it wasn't in the street. It was like in the bushes and stuff. Anyway, week 7 of the NFL is here. And I am getting ready to get on a plane to Orlando. Like I said, if you are in Orlando this weekend, you come see me do shows at the Orlando Improv. Let me know you're in the building. Don't be shy. People in Philadelphia, they were there. They know what it is. I'm in Orlando this week. Then I'm off. Then I'm in San Francisco. Then I'm in New York City. Then I'm going back to Phoenix. I'm all over the place. All tickets, all information is available at MichaelRapaportComedy.com. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Captains from The Captain's Picks. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and really funky. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm done.